Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Day of Danger. Maybe you'd laugh if you saw a dude slip on a banana peel and go boom. But you won't laugh. In fact, you'll fall for the wonderful breakfast you can make for yourself by slipping a few slices of banana on top of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Man, does that taste good. Sliced banana, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, sugar and creamer milk. When the milk hits those Rice Krispies, they go snap, crackle, pop, because they've been tumble toasted. That spins them full of crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. Enjoy some Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow morning. And right now, let's enjoy Wild Bill Hickok. In their travels through the West, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles could always count on meeting their many friends and their many enemies. They met both when they stopped at the ranch of their friend Sunshine Smith and found A Day of Danger.
Hey, watch this, Pedro. I'm going to flip two flapjacks at once.
Yes, Senor Jingles, please.
Now, over they go. Uh-oh.
Ay, ay, ay.
Maybe I should have just flipped one of them at a time.
Senor Jingles, please do not flip the flapjacks anymore. Please. I am Pedro the cook. I will flip-flop the flapjack.
Oh, now, don't get excited, Pedro. I had a little bad luck, that's all. Now, let me help you get breakfast ready.
Senor, look. You are a wonderful cook, yes, but when you cook, it's so expensive.
Oh, all right, so I busted a couple of buckwheat cakes. Who's going to worry about that?
Senor Smith will worry about that.
Yeah, that's right. Sunshine worries about everything.
Here he comes now, Senor Jingles. Please, you do me the favor to say nothing about the busted flapjacks.
Oh, sure. I'll do you a favor to say nothing about the busted flapjacks.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Sunshine.
Morning, Jingles. Morning, Pedro. Breakfast all ready?
Yes, Senor. Si. Two more flapjacks are ready to flip-flop. Hey, you sit right down. You too, Senor Hickok.
Thanks, Pedro. How are you this morning, Jingles?
Oh, fine, Bill, just fine. I slept like an old black bear holed up for the winter.
Snored like one, too.
Huh?
I could hear you clean down the hall.
Well, it must have been one of my long snores.
I was lying awake worrying about the weather and listening to you tooting away like a steam calliope.
Well, what are you worrying about the weather for? It's been nice and sunny for a week now.
Well, that's why I'm worried. Another couple of months of this kind of weather and the grass will all dry up. We got to have some rain.
We had a whole week of rain just before this weather set in.
I know. Like you scared me to death. I was afraid we was going to have a flood.
Yeah. Here's your breakfast, Senor Smith.
Oh, thanks, Sheriff Pedro.
Here is your jingle. Oh, that's heavy.
Well, thank you, Pedro. That looks real nice.
That will teach you to let Pedro, the cook, do the cooking, eh? Now, don't touch anything till I come back.
What's the matter, Pedro? Has Jingles been sticking his nose in the kitchen again?
Si, senor.
Now, Bill, I was just helping out a little bit.
In the kitchen, of course. I'd love to have you and Bill drop in here at the ranch, Jingles. But I don't know if I've got enough supplies laid by to take care of you for very long. It worries me.
Oh, everything worries you, Sunshine. Why don't you just enjoy life like me?
Sunshine wouldn't have any fun if he didn't worry.
Somebody's got to worry. This ranch don't just run itself, you know.
Well, it looks to me like it's doing all right. Your cattle are fat, there's hay in the barns, and green grass for miles in every direction.
And you look healthy enough to live to be 100, Sunshine.
Don't say that, Bill. Why, just this morning I woke up with a funny feeling in my chest. Thought maybe I was catching pneumonia or something.
Little rheumatism, maybe.
Nope. Wasn't that tall.
What was it?
My nightshirt.
Oh.
One of the buttons busted, and it was clawing my chest like a bobcat.
See, you're worrying about nothing.
Well, what do you mean, nothing? I'm liable to get poisoned from them there scratches.
Senor Smith! Senor Smith!
Huh? What's up, Pedro?
There's big trouble, senor. Down by the south pasture. Bosslers.
Not Bosslers, rustlers.
Si, si, that's what I say. Bosslers.
Are they still there?
No, no, senor. I was talking to Shorty. He said the bosslers come in the night and take the whole herd from the south pastures.
Oh, why didn't Shorty come and tell me?
Because he's hurt, senor. He's been shot.
Well, that's too bad, Bill.
Yeah. We better get ready to hit the trail, Jingles.
Yeah, I can sure use you two if you want to go with me.
Of course we'll go with you, Sunshine. Chasing rustlers is part of our business.
Si, si, and Pedro, he goes too, huh? I get a two-horse shotgun, and when I find those bosslers, beating, bang, booting, beating.
No, 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 Pedro. You stay here. Send one of the boys into town to get a doctor for Shorty.
That's a good idea. Get our horses, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. Just wait till we catch up with those bosslers.
Doggone it, Wild Bill. There's a south pasture and not a dad blame cow critter left in it.
How many head did you have in there, Sunshine?
About 110. If they're gone for good, it's pretty near enough to send me to the poorhouse.
Ah, don't you worry about that, Sunshine. You've got more money put away than a squirrel has hickory nuts.
I have not. I just barely got enough laid by to last me through my old age.
That is, if you live to be 180.
Cut out the argument, you two. 110 head of cattle is a lot of beef for rustlers to steal.
You bet it is. And they're gone without a trace.
Oh, they are not. Now stop worrying.
Jingles is right, Sunshine. You can't drive off that many cattle and not leave a pretty plain trail.
Sure, and all we have to do is follow the trail, and there's the rustlers.
Hold up a minute. Who are we?
What'd you see, Bill?
Yeah, what are we stopping for?
There's your trail, Sunshine. They rounded up your cattle in this corner of the fence, then cut the wire and drove them on through.
They sure did, and they left the trail as wide as Main Street from here to the river.
Dad blame their hides. If they've swum them critters across the river, well, they're halfway to the border by now.
Well, then let's go after them.
They can't be too far ahead. Let's go.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Somebody's shooting at us.
Yeah, we're trapped out here in the open, Bill.
Run for it. Get up the buckshot.
Hold, Joker. Get me out of here.
Them shots is coming from behind us.
You're right. We got bushwhackers behind us and rustlers in front of us. Keep your head down, Sunshine, and let's all worry together.
Wranglers, it takes just one bowlful of Kellogg's Rice Krispies to find out how good and fresh and crisp a breakfast can really be. Why, you no sooner pour a little milk or cream on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and they start right in to snap, crackle, pop. That's because they're so fresh and crisp.
Fresh and crisp because they're tumble-toasted, toasted round and round in big rotary ovens until each puff of rice is toasted evenly all over.
Now, all that you know. But what you might not know is that you can have your own individual size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies every single morning.
A special individual serving size package that's specially wrapped and contains one full generous serving of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, the way to get it is to ask Mom to bring home a Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack contains 8 individual size packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, each a full generous serving.
It's fun to have your own special package fresh and crisp every morning, so ask Mom to bring home a Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack the next time she shops. That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. 8 packages of the world's only talking cereal, all wrapped together with cellophane.
Wild Bill and Jingles and their friend Sunshine Smith were on the trail of cattle rustlers when suddenly they were fired on from behind. With no place to hide, they spurred their horses and started across the open pasture heading for the river.
Whoever's banging away at us is a pretty bad shot.
It ain't bad enough to suit me. One of the slugs cut some of the fringe off my shirt.
Yeah, we're getting out of range now, Jingles. In fact, I think he's quit shooting.
Yeah, we've lost him. Let's head for the river.
Ain't we going to circle around and catch that bushwhacker, Bill?
Not right now. I want to see what happened to Sunshine Steer.
So do I. I'm worried about him.
I figured you might be, but we'll cross the river and catch up with him in a hurry.
Don't be too sure, Jingles. Yeah, let's stop and take a look. Who are we, John?
Well, That's where the tracks went into the water.
Yeah, all them critters sure plowed up the dirt here.
That's right. But where did they come out on the other side?
Why, right over... Bill, there's no trail over there.
Why, Jingle, you're right. They went into the water and disappeared.
Oh, they didn't either. Now, them rustlers just herded them into the water and made them swim for a while before they ran them out on the other side.
Jingles is right, Sunshine. If we look up and down the river, we'll find those tracks somewhere.
Oh, why didn't they swim straight across?
Because they wanted to fool us. They got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Jingles, you head upstream. Take a look. Sunshine and I'll follow the river down a ways and see what we can find.
Well, all right, but don't go away and leave me now.
We won't. Now, if either of us finds a trail, fire three shots and we'll get together again.
All right, get around, Joker. Let's go look for them rustlers.
Bill, we rode down the river for a couple of miles and didn't see a doggone thing.
Yeah, guess they must have gone upstream, but I wonder why we haven't heard a signal from Jingles.
Maybe he ain't run across the trail yet.
Those cattle couldn't swim very far against this current. He should have found their tracks before this.
Bill, I'm worried.
Don't worry about Jingles. He'll be all right.
Hey, listen. Hey, Bill, there's three shots.
Yeah, that's Jingles. But he's just about where we left him.
Well, come on. Let's get to him. Get up there, Star.
Oh, my shot. Oh!
Hey, he's shooting again.
Yeah, and that time it wasn't a signal.
Bill, I just don't get this. Nothing's working out the way we figured.
We'll be there in a minute, then we'll know what it's all about.
Hey, Bill, that sounds like a regular gun battle.
It is. There's Jingles down behind that rock.
Yeah. Them dry gulchers are up on the hill shooting at
him. We'll see if we can't get in this battle up.
That scared him, Bill. They're running for the horses.
Let them go. Let's see if Jingles is all right.
He must be all right. He's still blasting away.
Sure sounds like he's in good shape.
Hold there, Scrummy.
It's about time you got here, Wild Bill Hickok. Those varmints been trying to curl my hair with lead.
Did they hurt you, partner?
No, they didn't, but they sure tried hard enough.
Any idea who they were?
Well, they must be the rustlers, but what are they doing here? Why don't they go on downstream with the cattle?
The cattle didn't go downstream. We didn't find any trail down there at all.
We thought you'd found the trail upstream. We heard three shots.
Well, you'd have heard more than three if I could have pulled the trigger. I wasn't giving a signal. I was trying to stay alive.
You didn't find the trail?
No, I didn't. The way I feel right now, I don't care whether Sunshine's cattle sprouted rings and just flew away.
Hey, now, wait a minute. If they didn't cross the river or go upstream or downstream, they must have gone back the way they came.
But we were following them. We'd have seen them.
Not if they turned back before we got there.
Well, that'd explain the rustlers being behind us, all right.
Let's have another look at those tracks.
What you see, Bill?
Just what I thought. The cattle went down to the river, then came back along the same trail.
And they kicked up the dirt so much we didn't even notice it.
That's right.
But why didn't we see them?
They turned off somewhere. Probably that rocky draw back about a mile where their tracks wouldn't show. Where does that lead to, Sunshine?
Up over the ridge and then down the other side to the railroad.
The railroad? Uh-oh.
Oh, is right. Let's hit the saddle before those steers of yours are hooded into those cattle cars and shipped off to market, Sunshine.
Come on, get them critters into the cars. We got just 10 minutes left. Train comes along and takes us off this siding.
Old man Smith would sure shoot himself if he knew we were using his own chute and his own siding to steal his cattle.
Just watch out that Smith doesn't shoot us. He's got that Marshal Hickok riding with him.
Yeah. Last I saw Hickok and that big deputy of his, they was riding up and down the river hunting for the trail. That trick worked just like you said it would.
Yep. We're still not out of here. Hurry up, you Jaspers. I can hear the train coming now.
2 hours from now, we'll unload those critters at Valley Junction, take our money in cash, and get out. Sure is a slick scheme.
Yeah, we can keep working it all up and down the railroad.
Train's right on time. I got the shipping orders already.
Good. There's only a few more steers to load.
Hey, boss, look. There's a rider coming down the track.
Where? Yeah. He's not one of our boys. Stay here. I'll go talk to him. Get around there. Last of luck, just when we were all set. Hey, you over there. Where are you going?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. Where are you?
I go north, last, senor. I looking for Senor Smith. Where is he, please?
I don't know where he is.
Well, these are his cattle. I see the Sunshine brand. When I see them being loaded, I think that Senor Smith would be here.
Well, he ain't. You work for him?
Si, senor. Si, I'm Pedro, the cook. Ah, you should taste my enchilada sometime.
I'll bet. Well, you better go look for your boss somewhere else. I'm busy.
Hey, but just a minute. If you are loading his cattle, then you should know where he is.
I told you I don't. Now get moving. I got to get these cattle cars hooked onto that train.
You hold on, senor. I'm beginning to think that you are one of those bustlers.
Bustlers? Oh, you mean rustlers.
Si, senor. That's what I say. Bustlers. You put your hands up.
Oh, you sneaky pup. You can't pull a gun on me.
But I have, senor.
Hey, slash, Barney. Shoot this weasel. Gun him down.
Hear that? Man, there's trouble afoot.
And what do you guess Wild Bill will do?
Well, all I know is that when I hear trouble coming, I like to sing a little to kind of settle my mind, like...
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, that's what I like to hear. Snap, crackle, pop. Rice Krispies are the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Pass me the sugar and cream there, Charlie.
It is a mighty cheerful to hear that tumble-toasted talking cereal sound off for itself, isn't it? And it's that tumble-toasting that makes Rice Krispies speak up snap, crackle, pop when you put the milk to them. Tumble-toasting spins them full of crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over.
What you hear me say is, pass those Rice Krispies again, please. I want a second bowl. Partner, how about joining me tomorrow? Okay. Well, then, remember to ask Mom today to get you some Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and right now, let's hear more of Wild Bill Hickok.
Just as the train arrived to pick up the cattle cars full of stolen steers, Pedro, Sunshine's cook, arrived on the scene to spoil the plans of the rustlers. Meanwhile, Bill, Jingles, and Sunshine were hurrying to get to the railroad.
Bill, there's the train just stopping now.
Yeah, and there's 10 cars of my cattle, all ready to be hauled away.
Looks like we got here in time, all right. Hurry up, Buckshot.
Jeff, Joker, let's stop them varmints. Stop! Oh, they're shooting at it, Bill.
What do you expect? They come storming in like the cavalry.
Give it back to them, but don't hit the train crew.
Bill, they're crawling under the train. We'll never smoke them out of there.
All right, head for those cars on the siding. That'll give us a place to hide, too.
Get over, Joker, and if you see any bullets coming, dodge them.
Right over here. Ooh, but...
Whoa, Joker, whoa. I get out of my way. I want to get down behind one of these nice big iron wheels. Doggone it, there's another hole in my hat.
Get down, Jingle.
I'm already down. You don't have to tell me what to do when I get shot at.
There they are, Bill. On the other track, just back of the engine.
Yeah, I see them.
You don't see them now. They pull their heads in a hurry.
What do we do now? We can't move without having them shoot at us.
It works both ways, Sunshine. They can't move either.
That was a close one, Jingle. You're up against some boys that are shooting to kill.
Dad, burn it, what's going on? My fireman hit by a flying slug, my train held up. Now there's a battle going on, and I don't even know who's fighting who. Oh, I got half a mind to start up my train and get out of here. I don't know which side's hiding underneath. One thing sure, I ain't sticking my nose out of this engine cab with all that lead flying around.
Senor?
Who's that?
Senor Engineer.
Keep your hands up.
Don't shoot. I'm hurt.
Oh, golly, you are hurt. But don't come in this cab. I don't know which side you're on.
I am on the side of Senor Smith.
Smith? Who's he?
He's the owner of the cattle. He's under the cars on the siding with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok? Not the famous marshal.
Si, that's right, senor.
That big fella I saw dive under a car must be Jingles, all right. And who are the bunch under my train?
They are the bustlers who stole this cattle.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do about that. How bad you hurt?
Oh, not too bad. Just a bullet in the shoulder.
Crawl in here where you won't get shot. Stay out of my way while I throw a few chunks of wood in that fire.
Ah, Bill, we're not going going to smoke them out of there.
I'm afraid we're not either. Hey, but what are we going to do?
Looks like we'll have to crawl over there after them.
That's the worst idea I've heard of yet. Said yourself that they were shooting to kill.
What else can we do?
Well, let's try bluffing them. All right, you Sidewinders. We got you surrounded. Come out of there with your hands up. Those shots kicked the rocks up in my face.
Still think you can bluff them out, Jingles?
No, doggone it. We'll just have to stay here for the rest of our lives.
Let's try a different bluff, Jingles.
Come out with your hands up, or we'll start the train and run over you.
Your bluff worked about as well as mine.
Yeah.
They know you can't start the train.
Hey, Bill, the train is starting.
Look at those pack rats scramble out from under there.
Let's get them, Jingles.
Throw down your guns, the rest of you.
You heard what Bill said. Get rid of that hardware before we drill your plumb center.
All right, Hickok. But if that train hadn't started, we'd have chopped you down to size.
I don't know why the engineer started up, but he sure cooked your goose when he did. Now turn around so I can start tying you all up.
We'll just lock them all in the cattle car and ship them off to jail, Jingles.
That's a real good idea.
Hey, Bill, the train's backing up. And look who's in the cab of the engine.
Hey, it's Pedro. What's he doing up there?
I don't know, but I'll bet he's the one that told the engineer to start up that train. Hi, Pedro!
Hello, Senor General. I see you've caught all the bustlers, huh?
Yeah, we catched the bustlers, all right. Thanks to you and that engineer. Come on down and help us herd him into a cattle car.
He's hurting the shoulder, Jingles. You have to patch him up a little.
No, he's nothing much. This chihuahua here shoot me when I find out who he was.
No, he did, huh?
That's another thing you'll have to answer for when we get you to jail.
Oh, he was snooping around while we were loading the cattle.
That's a darn good thing he was, too. Now, don't you worry, Pedro. We'll take you back to the ranch, and while you're getting well, I'll do the cooking.
Oh, me. Now I've got something else to worry about.
Don't worry, Sunshine. Jingles is a good cook.
Oh, si, si, senor. He's a good cook. But, Senor Jingles, please promise me one thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know, Pedro. I promise to do you the favor of not to flip-flop the flapjacks.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for you today, folks. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be with you again on Monday. Right, Andy?
You bet we will, Guy, with a story about a band of road agents attacking a stagecoach guarded by Wild Bill and Jingles. Don't miss it, kids. It's called Death at Sunset Trail.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ted Bliss, Fred Howard, Jack Moyles, Tony Barrett, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild!